It's been a horrendous weekend of flooding and torrential rain across all parts of the country. So we're now back with Richford's Fire and Flood and Mike Cooper. Just looking at what we've seen, just can we sum up what sort of things have happened with this weather across Britain?
Well, the weather we've had over the weekend, Matthew, has obviously been very severe. We've had two pretty major rainstorms come through, and unfortunately further rain yet to come. The major storms on Sunday travelled up through Cornwall and Devon into Somerset, and I understand now moving further north through North Wales and into the north of England. And that's brought with it heavy rain and also very high winds, which are a combination of weather factors that always cause unfortunate major flooding.
And this sodden ground is to blame, isn't it, after a very wet year?
Well, that's right. Really, these flooding events sort of started in September, and the water table and water around towns and villages in the southwest have been very high already. And then to have this further additional rain come through in two sort of quick bursts, unfortunately, has overloaded the water table, and we have seen pretty major flooding.
So we're now mopping up. Just tell me what people are doing and what you're helping people do.
Yes, the clean-up operation now obviously begins in earnest. I think it's in most people's mind that Christmas is now only a few weeks away, and we don't want to see the sort of signs that we saw in 2007 when we had major flooding and seeing people living in caravans at Christmas. So that major clean-up operation has begun. People are starting to extract water from their properties to start with the clean-up, because obviously we've spoken before about the bacterial risk from flood water. And then companies like ourselves are obviously bringing in drying equipment, dehumidifiers, and helping people make sure their properties are clean and dry and ready to move back into.
And you're working with insurers. Insurance is a massive problem, isn't it? And it's going to get even bigger now that we've had this widespread flooding.
Well, yes, obviously most properties are insured, and it's insurance that help pay for the cost of the cleanup operation, which will now go over the next few weeks. And insurers are looking all the time at how often these incidents are happening, and the millions and even billions of pounds that it costs them to clean up. There are a number of issues, unfortunately, facing the insurance market at the moment. I know we've spoken in the past about the running out of what we call the statement of principles. And in fact, that was on the news this morning from the Association of British Insurers, just mentioning that they are in conversation with government about how flood insurance remains affordable over the coming years, because we could potentially see a scenario next year where up to 150,000 homes are unable to get flood insurance in the future. And that would be a major crisis for the UK insurance industry.
I mean, let's look at the southwest, where we've had some of the worst flooding this weekend. I mean, what would a rough price, insurance price, be for this whole mopping up?
Well, very difficult to say at this early stage. I mean, throughout the southwest, we understand around 800 homes and businesses have been affected. So the insurance costs will run into multi-millions very, very easily. If you take an average domestic property that's perhaps had maybe 30 to 40 centimetres of flood water throughout it, obviously you're looking at ruined soft upholstery, ruined carpets, and all those things have to be removed. The extraction of water, drying out the building, reinstating, redecorating, and replacing contents. So it's very, very easy to see sort of more than £10,000 being spent bringing a property like that back to normal.
Okay, so we can just do a bit of maths there with that. Okay, now what about the Prime Minister, David Cameron? He's been saying that all the help that he can get to flood-hit areas of the country will be got to them. How important is it to hear something like that?
Well, it's very encouraging to hear, obviously, central government voice their support for the areas that have been affected by flooding. Obviously, communities are sort of in shock, if you like, at the moment. And to hear encouraging support from central government is really, really important at this time.
OK. Now, what about the sort of things people should be doing themselves now to make sure that things are in place to get this clear up underway? Who do they phone first? An insurer?
Yes, absolutely. If there's insurance in place on the property, the first call to make is to your home insurer or business insurer. and start the conversation with them, make sure the claim is registered. And then there are some simple actions after that to start to help mitigate the loss. The first would be photographs. It's always useful for insurers to be able to get pictures of the damage. So if there are items that are written off, get photographs of them. And that way, when you come to put the claim together, you'll be able to sort of provide good evidence to insurers of what has been damaged. The second thing then is if it's safe to do so and the floodwater has receded, then even just starting to sort of sweep and try and brush water out of the premises, if it's only an inch or so deep, it can be sort of swept out of the door. And then start with the sanitisation operation, which obviously we would encourage homeowners to use professional companies to do to ensure that operation is carried out successfully.
I suppose a whole lot of people will be a bit worried that they'll do all this work and then more flooding will come back, because that happened to places like Chew Magna, where they were flooded in September.
Unfortunately, that's correct. Chew Magna's an example there where, as you say, there was major flooding in September, and then again they've been flooded again now in November. And in fact, there are a number of locations throughout the southwest that not only have been flooded this weekend, but have actually been flooded around three times this weekend, because they got flooded on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So unfortunately, flooding is a major issue. I'm sure the central government and also local agencies are looking at how they can spend on flood defence appropriately to try and mitigate flooding in the future. But of course, when we get these major weather events come through, it's very difficult to plan how you can manage that amount of surface water.
Mike Cooper, thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll get an update soon.
Pleasure.